Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Lovely to have you company on this Saturday afternoon from ANZ Stadium, South Sydney, taking on the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. The Sea Eagles 6 lead the Rabbitohs zip at the moment, just 10 minutes into the Canterbury Cup right here. Okay, given that we are at ANZ Stadium, we've all parked our cars. Sadly, there's only one car park pass. So you are now playing for that car park
pass. Tony, I want to see the pass.
You want to see the pass?
Yeah, I want to see the pass. Because I reckon you've just made this up. You're going to make us play this silly game that you've just come up with, and we're not going to get a pass at the end.
I want the pass on the line. Is getting here. Okay.
Can I just throw you an idea, guys? How about just pay for your own parking, guys? That's what I do if I didn't have a contact.
Excuse me. Everyone should know. When producer Charlie said there's only one pass available, you kicked up a sink.
No, I didn't. No, because I knew that Charlie, I'm like bottom of the barrel. I don't know what, just because I'm a Queenslander, he just seems to leave me in the loop last. And then,
I should just mention, by the way, that Buzzard is listening at the EP, basically. He's listening from LA.
That's
fine.
He's in LA.
Yeah, he said, send Dell onto the sideline. So,
oh, did he?
There you go.
Yeah, sweet. Well, if he texts me, I'll go onto the sideline.
What time is it in LA?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had Wi-Fi in those dodgy casinos where Buzzard be.
Exactly. Sometime in the 70s. Exactly. What's going on? So, okay, I am holding in my right hand what, Ryan?
You are.
P1.
Yeah, it's a P1 pass.
It's a P1
pass. And you know what, Tony?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Emma.
Yeah.
Wendell's got a pass.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that pass to Emma because that's the gentleman. That's the right thing to do.
That's not the game.
You take the pass.
Yeah. That's not the game.
You happy with that, Emma?
Emma, that's your pass.
Am I still your favourite, Emma?
What a gentleman, Gerds. Yeah. I don't know if you would do that for me, would you, Dale?
I would. I offered to go on the sideline for you.
You were destroying the game.
I don't know whether I'm happy.
You're destroying the game because it's even an opener. Have a listen.
Triple M NRLs. Does he play for?
Yes.
Oh, so this is a new thing we're going to do every week, isn't it, Tony?
Not every week.
Okay.
Just but we're rotating this with 3 and 5.
Yeah, because I couldn't be bothered writing any questions for 3 and 5.
That's cool.
Charlie has come
who
up
who does
with
he play
rating?
For? So what sport?
It's in the NRL.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay,
that's a good start.
All of these gentlemen are current NRL players who have played at least a game in the NRL. So you've I'll go through. I've got 5 of them for each of you.
Okay.
You have to tell me who they play for.
Okay.
Very
so do we buzz in without
do they
name?
Play for now?
No.
How are the rules?
I'm going to go one person at a time.
Okay.
Each of you will get 5. I'll say their name. You tell me the club they play for. Ryan Gerder, I'll start with you.
Great.
Morgan Boyle. Not a medical condition. Morgan Boyle.
Yeah.
Morgan Ball plays for the...
Can I buzz in?
No, you can't buzz in.
The Dragons.
Oh, no.
Incorrect. He plays for Manly. Phoenix Crossland.
Phoenix had a great season last year.
The Rising.
And he'll be playing for the Roosters.
He plays for the Knights. So, none out of 2. Randon Wakeham.
Random? I don't know if you got that name right.
Put your hand in, Emma.
The Bulldogs?
Correct. He does play for the Bulldog one. Dean.
I don't know.
Dean Britt.
Dean plays for the Bunnies.
Correct, too. Shane Wright.
Shane Wright.
Yes.
Shane plays for the Dragons.
Incorrect. He plays for the Cowboys. Ryan Gerdler, you've scored 2 out of your 5.
I'll take 2, Tony.
Which ones did he get?
He got Brandon Wakeham and he got Dean Britt.
Yeah, Britt.
Okay, Emma Lawrence. Reuben Cotter.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't got your hand up now, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dragons. Oh. Shut up, birds.
Oh.
Dragons.
Oh, you're so competitive and so wrong. Cowboys.
Okay. Cowboys, yeah. McCoy boys.
Oh, it's easy, though, isn't
Patrick,
it?
Patrick Kafusi.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Oh, just a recent movement, I would have thought.
Yeah. Oh, come
late
on.
Late last
mate.
Week.
Yeah, late last week.
Yes, his brother.
Patrick Kafusi, I'm only giving you 2 more seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Cowboys.
Dragons. Just signed before that June 30 deadline. Amre Gula.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I knew all of his ones, not these ones.
She's 0-2. She's 0-2.
Shut up.
I knew all of his.
South.
Canberra.
Correct. Raiders is
Raiders.
Oh, yes.
Sam Verrill.
We are the mighty green.
You need these
Roosters.
2? Yes. Roosters. Okay, you need this to tie with Ryan Gerdler. Tom Eisenhuth.
Oh, he is Penrith.
He is not Penrith.
Did he move?
He is Storm.
Oh, he did.
You have won. Okay, Ryan Girdley, at the moment, the car park is yours. Okay. You can give it. You can pass
don't
it on.
Put that
I was going to only give it to it if I didn't earn it. Now that I've earned it.
You haven't earned it. Wendell Saylor.
Okay, oh, Wendell. Oh,
no, I need to go.
Wendell, Jack Williams.
Jack Williams, oh, he plays for the Sharks.
You can't correct. Say first graders, Tony. Yeah.
No, no.
Liggy Sayo.
Pardon?
Liggy Sayo.
Oh, the Sayo mean Penrith.
Incorrect. The Warriors. Connor Tracy.
Oh, Connor Tracy. South, baby.
Correct. Lachlan Croker.
Lachlan Croker. Manly. Manly. I'm the winner.
They've all played first grade.
Hey.
Josh King.
Josh King, the King star. I know Josh King. Josh King, Newcastle.
Yes. Sailor. You have a redundant car park pass.
Thank you. Emma, with this car park pass, I would like to present it to you.
He's down on bended knee.
Are you proposing?
Yes. Down on bended knee in the Canterbury Cup.
Someone was filming. Thank you.
The Rabbitohs just in for a try. The
conversion
attempt is
successful. Shouldn't the person that comes second get the pass?
10 points to 6. Yes, Ryan Girdley, you should get the pass. You can pass it on. We've got plenty to come. Remember, Sterlo joins.
You're right, he wasn't.
We're going to chat with Will Hopewati. We are going to hear from Reedy, get his mail. Greg Alexander will join us. So much ahead on Saturday. Triple M and NRL. Good game, Charlie.
Well done. Yeah, I like that, Charlie.
Lovely to have you company on this Saturday afternoon. Just 2 hours to share with you before kickoff right here at ANZ Stadium. The Rabbitohs taking on the Sea Eagles in Canterbury Cup. South Sydney taking on Blacktown as we speak. 18 minutes remaining in the first half and Blacktown lead 12 points to 10. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence. My name is Tony Squires. Lovely to be with you. And right now we're going to let you know. Oh, well, Cam Smith is going to join us shortly with the interview with MG. Yes, Wendell.
Hey, Wendell's
now,
waving.
Tony, you're now doing the game here this afternoon.
I know.
What is this for a stat?
Okay.
Manly have lost their last 8 games here.
Manly have lost the last 8 games at ANZ Stadium?
Yeah, so
Thank you, Dr. Research.
That was a wave down.
Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, if you're confident thinking that Manly are playing pretty good football at the moment, like, you know, everyone that you lose, you're closer to a win, so no Tom Trbojevic today.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I like the way you shoehorned that into that moment.
It was a good segue, wasn't it?
Yeah,
or
wasn't
not?
No.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah.
I'm watching
the game out here too at the moment, South and the Manly Reserve Grade side.
That's the type of content that would go good for a sideline reporter.
Yeah,
well,
see that you learn, you use that, and that's how you'll get to the box.
It is time for this great man.
Reedy's
mail.
Wendell, you were kind of out of control this afternoon.
I'm very feeling good, mate. It's just, it's a good day. Today's a good day.
Let's hope Wada don't walk past.
Isn't it a Saturday off?
Reedy, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm pumped after Wendell's enthusiasm for my little segment. How good's that?
Awesome, mate.
Hope I can live up to the billing. Hope I don't let you down, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, take us straight to the Gold Coast. What is happening? Another loss for them, Garth Brennan pressure, all those sorts of things. Talking about the review with Mal Meninga. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a chat to Mal this morning because he names his merit squad. You know, he names an Origin merit squad at the end of every Origin series, and that squad will come out later tonight. So Mal was sort of doing the rounds this morning just talking about it. Obviously can't reveal it because it's not out till 10:30 tonight, but I did ask him about the Gold Coast. He was pretty reluctant to be drawn on it because obviously that review won't be handed to the board till Monday. It's my understanding he's finished the review, but he won't hand that review to the board until Monday, and they'll obviously make a decision at that board meeting. I mean, there's all sorts of names getting thrown around at the moment. I spoke to someone at Penrith last night, and they threw Tim Sheens up as a possible interim coach. He's just been sacked over in England. Tim Sheens got a pretty close relationship with Mel Meninga, and Mel's got a very high opinion of him.
Talking about interim coaches, so you're talking as if the Garth Brennan thing is a fait accompli, it is going to happen, that he will leave.
Oh, I mean, how can it not after what happened after that performance last night? I mean, they were horrendous last night. And, you know, obviously the coach is fighting for his future and they go out and play like that. It shows that maybe he's lost the playing group, I suspect. And, you know, I don't think they've really got a choice at the moment the way they're travelling. And the only question for me is whether they get rid of him straight away or they wait until the end of the year. Now, my sense is they might move straight away, and that might mean that someone like Mal or Tim Sheens potentially step in if maybe Kevy's not ready to go straight away. I think they'll go through a process. I don't think they'll go and come out and straight away and appoint someone. I think they'll do the right thing, go through a process, you know, talk to more than one candidate and arrive at a destination in the end where they end up.
So when you talk about interim coaches, so you potentially, you know, Sheensy comes back, finishes off the year, and then what, you think they're looking to Kevy for 2020?
Well, I, as I said, Coach, I think they'll, I don't think it's a fait accompli that Kevy gets a job. I think they'll, I think Kevy's the favourite.
No. He'd be crazy to take the job, Reedy.
Why? Why would he, mate?
Why?
Wendell, he's you can't not keep knocking back jobs. How many jobs has he been close to?
I know, but if you're going to go to a club where they're not going that well, the crowd's not coming, not getting the crowds in, you've got to, look, move players on. Players' contracts have been, you know, he's got players on massive contracts.
You've got to back yourself to do that kind of job.
I'm a good mate of Kevy's, and I would say, Kevy, don't take the job.
Wow. Wendell, I reckon there's a lot of upside in that place. I really do. I think they've got really strong ownership. You know, the Frizzells and Darryl Kelly, they're good people. Smart people. They've got Dennis Watt, Mel Meninga. They've got it right off the field. Their issue's on the field. They need to find someone who can come in and get them right on the field.
I think you're right, Reed. You know, I think it's a bigger decision for the club than it is for Kevy, to be honest. I mean, the club's in a position now where, they haven't had success up there. They've got new owners. And they're struggling to get fans through the door. The Gold Coast has always been a franchise that has struggled to be successful. So they need to make sure now, whether it's Tim Sheets, might be the guy short-term, long-term, they need to get someone up there that's going to make sure that, you know, they become a finals footy team year after year.
Well, the other issue they got, Gerd, is everyone's talking about bringing in another Brisbane team at the next television deal in 2023. So if they don't get it right in the next couple of years, That new Brisbane team, that won't eat into the Broncos. That'll eat into the Gold Coast.
It will. You're right.
They've got basically 2 years. The clock's ticking. If they can't get it right in the next 2 years, I really feel a fear for their future. Yep. Because no one's going now. You can imagine if another Brisbane team comes in, it's fighting for the same corporate dollar. It's fighting for the same juniors and players. That will eat into the Gold Coast. It won't affect the Broncos are too big now. Another Brisbane team will not impact on the Broncos. Another Brisbane team will hurt the Gold Coast. So this decision, they've got to get it right. If they get this decision wrong, then I fear for their future.
So you're talking about, obviously, Kevy, that's never had an NRL job, and there's word around about, you know, Craig Fitzgibbon and Justin Holsworth coming back from there.
But Adam O'Brien,
Justin Holbrook, sorry. But what about is there any senior coaches, like as a guy, obviously, like Anthony Griffin, has someone like that put their hand up, or are they just looking to get someone that's sort of new to the position?
I think the Gold Coast have been offered Anthony Griffin. They've been offered Trent Barrett. You know, Shane Flanagan's been linked with the place. I think if Kevy's smart, he will have his coaching staff ready to go. And he'll have an experienced NRL assistant. And I'm talking guys like Dave Turner, who's obviously just who's left Leeds. He's still in England because I think he's waiting to get his money. But Dave Turner, for me, if Kevy's smart, I would be on the phone to Dave Turner saying, Dave, I want you on the Gold Coast. Because Dave is an outstanding assistant coach. Again, a guy who knows Mel really well. They tour together. I mean, it makes, you know, Kevy, they played together. It makes a lot of sense. And Dave talks to people around the game at South, Canberra, where he's been. They'll tell you he's an outstanding assistant coach, Dave Turner, and he knows the NRL. And that's someone, Kevy needs people like that on his staff. He wants to get this job. He doesn't go to them armed with assistant coaches. I'm not sure he'll get the job.
Mm. Reedy, if I'm there, I know they all want Kevy. If they don't get Kevy, you know, it is what it is. But, mate, I'd be going after a guy called Jason Demetrio. I know Wayne probably find it hard to go. Mate, I reckon he deserves a great opportunity. I don't think he can, Del.
I think he's agreed that he won't leave South. He's got an agreement that he'll stay there and honour that deal. If I'm the Gold Coast, I'd be going hard. That's Adam O'Brien. For me, he's been the next coach in waiting for 1-2 years. But again, he's only just joined the Sydney Roosters. I'm not sure he'd be comfortable walking out the Roosters after basically a year, leaving Melbourne, uprooting himself and going to the Sydney Roosters and leaving, you know, a year after doing that. I think that'd be an issue. But that's gonna affect the Gold Coast ability when they make a decision, because some coaches mightn't be available to them, some mightn't want the job. It's a bit like you say, Del, it's a dangerous job to take.
Are they looking at anyone currently employed, Reedy?
Well, I'm sure they would, Gerds. I mean, they had a chat to Craig Bellamy last year, and Craig Bellamy was off contract. It didn't go very far. Craig loves the Gold Coast. He has holidays up there all the time. I think that ship's basically passed for them. But, you know, I think they'll explore every avenue they can, because, as I said, it's such a crucial decision for them. If they get it wrong, you know, it's going to go south real quick.
All right, Reedy, the wash-up from State of Origin, a lot of good stories coming out of it. One that's a little bit ugly is the Josh Maguire-Blake Ferguson spat. What's that latest?
Yeah, as I said, I spoke to Mel today about that, and you know, Mel's pretty confident there won't be a termination. And both those guys you would think would be in a test, well, Fergo potentially in a test side later this year. You would think Josh Maguire would be there. He played test footy last year, and obviously Mel's got a high opinion of him. Look, Mel doesn't think it'll be too much of an issue. If you ask around the game, you know, it's amazing that this stayed in house, what was said between them, particularly from Josh Maguire to Blake Ferguson, because, and the reason for that is apparently it's so unsavoury, it can't become public. So that's a real issue for Mel potentially later in the year. Mel's pretty confident they'll sort it out, but he's done a pretty amazing job. If you remember a few years ago, there was a real rift in the Australian team between the Queensland and New South Wales players. Mel's got rid of that. They're hunky-dory now, but this is something he's got to keep an eye on, I think, because if those guys come into camp and there's still some animosity there, it's got the potential to split the group again. So Mel's pretty confident they can sort it out behind closed doors if they have to, and I back Mel in that situation because, as I said, he's been pretty good at smoothing the waters in test camp in the past.
All right, and just finally, Jim Maloney helped get the job done on Wednesday night and, of course, last night with the Panthers. What does salary cap around the foot of the mountains do with him?
Yeah, look, I mean, funnily enough, they're on pretty safe turf now, but, you know, basically a month ago, before Dallin Watene's Lesniak left and Wonga Blake left, they were miles over the cap for next year. Those two blokes have moved. Penrith are putting in minimal money into their deals next year, and they're only 100 grand under the cap. So that tells you how far they were over the cap next year. And that's obviously why there was some focus around Jimmy Maloney. Now, if Jimmy Maloney goes at the end of this year and Penrith won't stand in his way if he gets a good offer from England, they could have about 800, 900 grand to spend next year, Penrith. So they're in a pretty good position. If they keep Jimmy around, which they're happy to do, you know, they're obviously giving quality play at the club. But if he gets a good deal from overseas, there's no way they'll stand in Jimmy's way. And suddenly they've got nearly $1 million to spend under the salary cap. So I think that's something that'll get resolved pretty quickly. I think Jimmy wants a decision pretty quickly on what he does. I think if that offer comes from England, it's a 2-3 year deal, Jimmy will probably take it. Otherwise, but Penrith are comfortable either way. They're in a pretty good spot at the moment.
All right, Reedy, as ever, terrific mail. Thank you so much. We'll catch up again next week.
You can read
in the Australian. You can see him on Fox Sports, and you can hear him right here on Triple
M. Channel 9.
And Channel, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
Basically,
yeah. That's why he's getting a bit of an ego on there. I've got to sort of bring him back down sometimes.
Yeah, you do. And you do it so beautifully, tenderly, I'm going to say. We have MG's one-on-one with Cam Smith. We'll also chat with Will Hoppawattie. There's so much ahead. Stillo joins us at 2:30, just 7 minutes. On first half in Canterbury Cup, Blacktown 22 lead the Rabbitohs 10. Saturday, Triple M NRL. There he is, Mark Guy, speaking with Cam Smith. He did a great job.
He did, except I didn't like the reference to was it
Dog's Balls?
Yeah.
that being his new nickname. That's the respect that people in Triple M have for everybody, isn't it? I love that. That was because, I mean, he is right, though. Any discussion about who, you know, the greatest player of all time, that name does stick out. Yeah, it will stick out, Cam Smith, because it's just a ridiculously remarkable record.
Actually, last week I got to meet another 400 gammon from another code. Now, you know, you love your AFL. Mm-hmm. Boomer Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
There's not much of him. And I said to him, I said, man, not sure how you did it, but I said, you would have had one more season. And yeah, but he was so humble and he goes, oh, mate, it's probably the right time to move along.
But AFL have had a couple, haven't they?
Yeah, Michael Tuck has also done it. I think there's about three or four that have played 400 games. You know, in some ways it's incredibly physical game, but yeah, you'd think that playing in the middle of an NRL is something that takes a lot. And he's made, thousands more tackles than the next person in terms of tackling.
And a lot of the time when his team needs him, he drives the line speed too, and actually sprints out of the line.
Yes.
I know MG said that, you know, he's found a way to sort of lessen the impact of the game over the last couple of years, but if you go through some of his highlight packages, which has been all through social media this week, given his occasion tonight, or is it tomorrow?
Tonight.
Yeah.
You'll see the fact that he's willing defensively. He's not a big body, and he storms out of the line when his team needs something and identifies the moment and tries to put big shots on. And there's even before the shoulder charge rule, obviously Cam was playing, you know, back when the rules where you're allowed to run out and, you know, put your shoulder into the opponent, he's coming out and putting a lot of big shoulder charges on and making lots of contact there. So his physicality was never questioned.
And just that beautiful, you know, I guess it's the thing that
number nines have to do, but that pass out of dummy half is remarkable. Andrew Fifita, who, of course, we're playing against him tonight for the Sharks, talks of when he played for Australia with Cam Smith and telling him, run wider, don't you know? He thought, I've got it in close. No, run wider. It's my job. I will hit you on the chest.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see they played that with, you know, Melbourne Storm. It helps it, obviously helps their game. But even like now, we would have thought this year they'd come into the field a little bit. But when you got him there, and I don't think Melbourne lost to Cameron Origin time the last 2 years with Cameron Smith there.
That's amazing. 7:35 tonight, Cam Smith's 400th game. You listen to Saturday Triple M and NRL.
They're going nowhere in this set. It comes to Cordner. They're going to have to find touch at the end of this. Cordner's dropped down, played to Cook, throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pierce, who didn't really want it. Then gives it to Tom Trbojevic. Out to Ferguson. Runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground. Throws it infield to Nesta. 15 out. Pinky Easman. Goes to the line. Scores! Scores! New South Wales win! New South Wales win with a try with 27 seconds to go.
Dan Ganane bringing that last moment to life. James Tedesco, who was, of course, the Wally Lewis medalist, man of the series, scored twice on Wednesday night. Absolutely brilliant. And that moment where New South Wales, as many people have said, did a Queensland on Queensland by snatching that victory in the dying seconds of the game. Where do we put it in terms of your State of Origin moments? And I know it's hard for you, Del, near the top. But where do you put it?
I think it's up there. I think it's one of the best games of Origin I've seen. Even though that first half was a dampener, that second half had everything in it.
And that moment, that try. Oh,
that moment is, it's up there just behind the mark coin, just because it just went through so many hands to get there. Because you never think the game's over, but the sequence of play to get to that point, to think, you know, when they went back to the replay and Ferguson to stay in, Tedesco, Moses slips over.
The little Mitchell Pearce pass as well.
Yeah, 100% so that left to right, you know.
Yep.
My best moment going into that game was the McGaugh try and the O'Connor goal. I was actually sitting, you know, over the, at Allianz Stadium before it was knocked down, just right behind that in the rain. And that was a great series, that one. I think that was the same series where MG just went mad. So that was my favourite moment in Origin, and then that topped it. That's my favourite moment. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to have a Queensland moment. A New South Wales moment for mine, I mean, that by far is the best moment.
That's
to score like
that
was just
unreal. Well, for what I can remember, I've seen highlights of ones of, you know, before I was born, but my previous favourite was, even though it was a convincing win and wasn't tight, but Freddie's charge down in his comeback game in 2004, and just the way it just topped it off completely.
That was boring compared to that.
Yeah, I know, but I like the way it topped it off because I was at that game.
He almost got run down, Freddie. I mean, he was 36.
But I also loved, and I was at that one too, Finchie's
field goal was good.
And I love it even more because now he tells the story. Now I know behind it, I'm pretty sure he was pissed for 4 days leading into it, got called in at the last minute and had the best game of his life. He said the next game he played, he prepped so well and got dropped and never played again.
Yeah, that's like Finch. He puts a little bit of GST on his stories, you know.
Yeah, but still, I loved it even more. No, so I agree. Anyway, that's moment. Up there. Yeah.
Very hard to go past that Mark Coyne try, though, as an objective observer. There you go. We're going to get you the NRL stock market next on Saturday Triple M. Half an hour to go in Canterbury Cup here at ANZ Stadium, where Blacktown 24 lead the Rabbitohs 10. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Tony Squires with you, heading towards kickoff 3 o'clock. South Sydney and Manly Warringah. Stirler will join us at 2:30 to preview that game. We'll get his take on State of Origin as well. Right now, though, it's time for this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
All right, I've got a few things here I'd like to put before the board, see if we're buying, selling or holding on these very, very important issues. We've spoken a little bit about this already today. Kevi Walters, coming off the back of his second series loss in State of Origin for Queensland. Here is what I'm throwing at you. Kevi Walters will be the Titans coach before the end of the season. Emma Lawrence, are you having a nibble at that or what are you doing?
No, I'm going to hold. Because I don't think Garth Brennan will be the coach next year, but I'm not sure how soon they'll do it, and I'm not sure it'll be Kevi that will come in. We spoke to Reedy. There are a number of other options, like Justin Holbrook and the like, so I'm just going to hold for now.
Okay. Apparently the review that happens Monday. On Monday, so then maybe
it'll be announced. So I think it's been review has been conducted, it's finished, and then they'll announce the results on Monday.
Okay, Del?
I'm selling. Look, Kevy might be the leading candidate, and they might want Kevy, but I think if Kevy has a look at it, I think he'll just do the Queensland job next year again, and then hopefully there's other options that come up, but I just think he...
Do you think... I mean, you've said this a few times this afternoon, and absolutely, you've got a fair point there, but do you think he is in danger? If he were to be offered this and he says no, Kevy would be, in fact, in danger of just missing out. Can that ship go past?
Oh, look, there's no doubt it could go past, especially with the candidates that are lined up at the moment. But I just think Kevy's got to be smart about this. I know he's wanted to coach NRL for a long time now. He's missed the Broncos job, the Tigers job, you know, a few others. You know, I think the Cowboys job, he was keen. If I'm Kevy, I'm just, it's a poison.
Holding fire.
It's a poison chalice at the Titans.
Okay. All right, what do you think?
Hey, rugby league's a funny game, Tony. I reckon the smart investor might speculate a little on that one. I'm going to have a little nibble at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little nibble at that.
I like it. All right, what about this? Jerome Luai, who played terrific for Penrith last month, he should keep his spot over Nathan Cleary. That's a very big call. That Jerome Luai, he was great when he came in last year, and this year looks bigger and better. What do you think, Gerds?
No, I'm going to sell at the moment. I think he's great cover for those two guys. But, they're in good form at the moment, the Penrith halves. And on the back of, you know, winning six in a row, going into the back end of the season, their form's crucial. But he's a guy that certainly can fill a hole, whether it be off the bench or if someone gets injured. So you need three really good halves to make a charge for this premiership. So I'll sell that.
Okay,
Dill. Yeah, I'm selling. Oh, look, there's no doubt he's a very good player, and I think if Jim Maloney heads off to England next year, he'll come straight in. But, you know, you do your time, you get him hungry. Seems like a real humble kid, and his point of difference is he can play anywhere, sort of in the backs. We've seen him at fullback. We've seen him in the halves.
Got a good step, hasn't he?
Unbelievable.
It's a great step.
That's what's so good about him. Sometimes he doesn't know what he's doing. He plays off the cuff. And remember that debut, I think he scored the try against the Warriors. Yep. We beat about eight players. So he's going to be exciting when he plays week in, week out. But at the moment, I'm happy to hold fire.
Okay.
I'm going to sell. I thought the footwork last night reminded me of bit of a young Benji Marshall. So I think he's exciting, but absolutely not over Nathan Cleary. But when he does eventually, if Jimmy goes, they do work well together because they came through the junior grades and played 20s together. But also too, he can be flashy, but he's not that real sort of game manager. He's kind of more just plays what he sees. So he'll probably go well with Nathan when eventually Jimmy moves on.
All right, speaking of Jimmy moving on, not just Penrith, what about for the Blues? He's been involved two in a row and got the call-up for the second game, but once again, he's been on a winning State of Origin side. Has he played? I'm saying, in fact, he has played his last game of Origin. You buying, selling or holding that Wendell Saylor?
I'm holding. Obviously, depends. If he goes to England, he won't play. But if he stays, there's no reason why they wouldn't go with him again. He's a big game player. He does the job. Even after the first one, they brought him in. There was no bad blood.
Okay. Goods?
I'm selling that.
Selling it?
I'm selling that. Yeah, he's just a guy that's always going to be in the conversation, whether it be form, injury, and I think he'll pop up there at some point again.
Okay, and you've got 10 seconds, Em.
Emma?
Obviously, if he goes, he's not playing, but I think he can definitely be there. It'll probably be Keary and Cleary if they're all fit, but Jimmy always comes in.
Stirlo will join us in the next half hour. Saturday, Triple M, NRL.